702.
The Africa Report with Crystal Odison.
The Africa Report is brought to you by SAA, connecting Africa one flight at a time, now flying to Perth in Australia. A very good morning to you, Crystal Odison. Just, 24 hours ago, we were looking each other in the eye. Here we are today. All right, let's go to East Africa. Hundreds of people have lost their lives in flash floods there. Many parts of East Africa affected: Kenya, Somalia, Tanzania, Uganda, Burundi, Rwanda. What's the latest you have on that story?
Yes, good morning, Bongani. It's just been absolutely devastating what's happening across East Africa, as those countries you just mentioned. And sadly, the rainfall is going to continue for the next week at least. We hear from authorities that it's affected more than 700,000 people. A quarter of a million people have been displaced, mainly in Kenya, Burundi, Tanzania, Rwanda, and as far as Somalia and other parts of East Africa. We also see it happening in Uganda. So there's different search and rescue operations underway. Aid organizations are trying their best to assist some countries, especially around assisting people. But there is a humanitarian and health crisis unfolding, and there's also a race against time to rescue people. We do see that different ministries are trying to assist people, but it's been weeks of torrential rain, compounded by this El Nino weather patterns, that's really caused havoc. And we're not even talking of people's livelihoods, farms, crops being destroyed, infrastructure, and also schools have not opened because of the heavy rains. We're also getting reports that the DRC is also dealing with flooding. Burundi, in Rwanda, we've had the death toll rising. In Tanzania, President Hassan has activated the National Disaster Management Committee to deal with all the services. Kenya has also borne the brunt of the flooding. They've just moved hundreds of people from low-lying areas. There's also demolitions of homes because of reservoirs overflowing. And so the reality of climate change, we can see it unfolding in East Africa, Bongani.
Yeah, indeed. That's a really, really tragic story. Let's talk now about what's happening in Mozambique. Frelimo announcing presidential candidates, or its candidate, a presidential candidate for the elections later this year.
Yes, and it's quite an important one, Bongani, because of course it's Mozambique. They have their own domestic challenges, but two of the big ones we know is the $20 billion gas and oil fields that's happening in the north, the insurgency happening, and the new leader will have to maneuver, will have to navigate these major issues. And so in a very surprise move, a very unknown candidate, a 47-year-old law graduate, only a provincial governor since 2016, had won this election. Daniel Chapo is the ruling party's candidate, and it was a real surprise, but he won 94% of the vote, and the president and the Frelimo circle announced this person as the new candidate. He beat 14 other more experienced ones. So what's interesting about Mr. Chapo is that he is not in the inner circle of Frelimo. He wasn't part of the elite in Maputo. He didn't have a ministry. He was just a governor, really being on the ground. And in fact, he's a former radio presenter as well, Bongani, just to give you some ideas of
there's
your
hope for
future.
Us. There's hope for us, right, Crystal?
Absolutely. And so I think it's interesting because how will this impact on internal dynamics? The announcement was made by the president and dismissing speculation that he will stand for a third term, because we know these constitutional term limits. And so Frelimo has been in power since 1975. Of course, it's the liberation movement in that country. It's hoping to extend that rule when it goes to the poll in October. But as I mentioned, the two big issues, the $20 billion gas project, it's been stop-start. It's the escalating insurgency, the Rwandan Ugandan troops are there. They've been trying to deal with the militant attacks, but we see there's been initial success, but militants have, you know, stepped up the ante on that. And so we're going to see, it's going to be very interesting times because it's a relatively unknown candidate. And here he is now, the president of, presidential candidate of Frelimo. And we know that Frelimo has a very strong party structure and an election structure. So chances are that they will win the October election.
All right, we'll have to leave it there for this morning's Africa Report.